Welcome back to the Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket. Jeff Childs here with you this Sunday morning. Josh Sinke to my left. Tony O to my right. Miz, very ominous music there.
Going with the Four Horsemen. A little throwback right here.
All right. All right. Well, we have a phone call to take, and let's take that call. Mike in Sylvania, welcome to the Playground.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. So I think you had touched on it right before the break. I totally agree with you. If we had to rely on Spate and not had some of those special teams making plays, I really think we probably would have lost that game. I always record them, and I go back and kind of just watch them. And, you know, Spate definitely wasn't his sharpest, but not only that, what I noticed, even in some of the sacks that he took, he's not very mobile. I know people say he's mobile and he took off a couple times, but as far as dodging oncoming rushers or even just making some adjustments in the pocket, I don't think he can move all that well. And, you know, I personally think O'Korn would be a better fit for that type of movement in the pocket. I know Harbaugh selected Spate. He's the guy, this or that, but I think when we get up against some better defenses and we get those pass rushes, we may be in trouble. I just want to get your thoughts.
Yeah, and thanks, Mike, for the call. And, yeah, I get that, guys. I mean, that's been the knock on Wilton Spate all through spring, summer, fall camp. O'Korn's more mobile. He's got that the gunslinger mentality. He's going to move Michigan down the field in bigger chunk plays. Well, Wilton Spate had an off game. We can give him that. He was very good in his first two games. He struggled a little bit in this game. And sacks aren't always on the quarterback. The offensive line obviously has a big part to play in that equation. But Wilton Spate, yes, he's never going to be Denard Robinson, a spread type quarterback that's going to get Michigan big plays and just zoom up the field. But he is very fleet footed. He can move around in the pocket. Did he take some bad sacks? Yes, but there are also a couple plays, I think I counted two or three in the game, where he spun out of an oncoming tackler. He did move around in the pocket. He stepped up when he had to. That's a part of his game that will grow, but as for his mobility in the pocket, he's never going to be that type of quarterback that people want, but he still has a great arm, and I still think he's the quarterback to win games for Michigan.
Yeah, I think, I mean, he could certainly still improve on his mobility, but you know, I thought it was overall, I mean, he's 6'6", he's like 250-some pounds. He's a pretty big guy, so how mobile he can get, I'm not sure. The one thing that I didn't like to see when he did take those sacks was he was very close to throwing it, and he did throw it at least once, that were throws that, the one that he did actually try to do, were close to being intercepted, and the other ones would have been, probably. So I thought, you know, I would like him to, when he's got his feet wrapped up, to just kind of tuck it and take the sack and not risk it, because we saw there must have been at least like four passes yesterday that were, could have, and maybe from a Colorado standpoint should have been intercepted. So I'd like to see some of his decision making when he's taking a sack kind of get cleaned up.
Yeah, so from what I read and saw, 3 for 12 to start the game. 3 for 12, not great. Finish 16 for 30 for 229 yards. Obviously the line I did see is in the third and fourth quarter, where the line was picking up blitzes, where you saw the running backs had to come up and at least put a block into someone. Maybe it wasn't held for long, but it was enough to get the ball downfield. And I think that was a change from the first half to the second half. I think they were a little bit on their heels to start the game. And as once they got into the groove of the game, you saw them not become stronger, but they actually held their blocks for a little bit longer to help him at least be able to see the field. And then those, yeah, the screens and stuff that worked, you have to make that stuff. You have to check down. Some of those were, you know, planned calls, but he also did his best to, I think, check down. The after the game, the biggest thing is everybody was tweeting out, he had his shoulders wrapped, which is fun. Usually you're going to do that after a game, after throwing 30 passes, if not more, to, you know, get warmed up. But his elbow is wrapped as well. Now, I don't want starting controversy, and I don't want people talking about it all week.
Too late.
But, yes, I know. But he already had it.
It's trending on Twitter already.
Yes, I know. It was pretty much had both those wrapped after the game, and is there much injury there? No, probably not. But we're going to have to keep an eye on that all week long going into Penn State. John O'Korn, I'm sure that the competition between the two is very, very close. So we need someone to step in because of an injury, John O'Korn, I think, will do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, talking about his shoulder, they showed on the broadcast that after he took the sack that resulted in a Colorado touchdown off of the fumble, he was being checked out by the trainers. Now, that was probably just precautionary, which is good, but yeah, so I wonder how much that sack maybe had an influence on, you know, at least a couple of the series following.
Yeah, the offensive line blocking, I think specifically blitz pickup, as you said, Jay-Z. Khalid Hill and Karan Higdon so far this season, if you go back and you look at the film, have been great for Michigan, picking up that linebacker coming through, that most dangerous guy. So they've been good. I think the line as a whole, whether it's taking on ends or tackles, there's no way around it, has had their struggles. But as far as Spate, I mean, Michigan doesn't need him to be a mobile quarterback. They don't need him to pick up 5 to 7 yards when he scrambles and gets out of the pocket. What they do need for him is to be more elusive, and they do need him to make the easy throws. Yesterday, he had an atrocious start, Jay-Z, as you said, and a lot of these plays, was he under pressure? Yes, but he handled pressure last week. This week, whether it was a throw, you know, comfortable in the pocket or having to step up, he missed a lot of open receivers. He missed a lot of Darbo, a lot of Chesson. Passes in the flat, passes over the middle, passes an out route to the side of the field. I mean, he was just off. He was just off. And you obviously hope that this is not a symptom of larger things, but those shorter passes, Michigan needs him to make those throws just for simply moving the sticks, and that's a concern to me.
Yeah, there were a couple underthrows mixed in yesterday that obviously contributed to his overall 16 for 30. But I think he was stellar in the past two games, so hopefully this is just a little hiccup and some things for him to work on.
Yeah,
certainly a better defense and some stuff to work on.
I know that when Spate fumbled that ball, the second possession that Michigan had. I mean, he did go to the sideline. You saw O'Korn come out in that third drive.
Yeah, I think
Michigan.
It was for one play.
I think so, maybe one or two plays or whatnot. I mean, it definitely was something where Harbaugh definitely it. I know that it may rattle a quarterback that starts a game out, but at the same time, as a coach, it was a good thing for him to kind of pull him aside, like, "Hey, listen, come to the sideline for a minute. Collect yourself. Get your mind right. Don't worry about it. I know that we're down by 14 at this point, but you know what? Get your mind right. We'll get back into this. Just let's chill out and whatnot." And, you know, obviously after that, it definitely improved. But, I mean, maybe there will be some talk going into the next season, especially coming up on Monday morning when Ira and Sam come into the booth, that there'll be a lot of talk about, you know, is Spate going to be the man going into Penn State? Will O'Korn get more time on the field? That's all to be seen.
O'Korn was only on, one play. I don't think that's – it's all about how his elbow is, I think,
right,
when it comes down to it.
I mean, that's definitely going to be one thing that's going to be talked about leading up to this Penn State game, 3:30 again on Saturday's kickoff.
Yeah, and that's the litmus test for Michigan. You know, great point by Jay-Z. Yes, it's a Pac-12 team, better competition. Spate is going to face more pressure. He's going to face pressure, whether it's from the strong side, the weak side. We saw on the sack that led to the fumble. Just took a brutal hit there on that sack. And again, a lot of that's on the offensive line. They have some work to do. But for me, not just under pressure, Spate has got to make the throws that are there, and he didn't do that yesterday. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we welcome in our observer, our beat writer from yesterday's game, for their thoughts on Michigan's win. That's Angelique Chengalis from the Detroit News. We'll talk to her on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket.